Sunday, Parsha Shlach, Shir Yud Tes.
On Wednesday, we gave out the Mar Mekoymis of the Ritva. It's important that you have a Ritva with you. If there's anyone that doesn't have a Ritva from Wednesday's Mar Mekoymis, so I made a few extra copies just in case anyone needs one. If someone else needs, I can get share. I'm going to borrow yours, I guess. Okay, Rabbi Sisa, we started the sugya. We made big headway in the sugya. Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel is whether or not the bittul on a sugya is the shiva or the bittul on a sugya is la'olam. Rashi says avagad the betlinu l'kol shiva, but l'daitzit tokol adam emitul bittul. And then he says tevenu bitloy bepiv l'shiva. Rashi stresses that the bittul on our mishnah and on our sugya is a bittul of 7 days. Rabbeinu Chananel, however, says the bittul is la'olam. Kegon shiskim shalitna misham la'olam. And the Rishayim speak about that this is a serious machlokes. Seems to be machlokes whether the bittul is l'shiva or la'olam. We were magdir the machlokes, the choyra ken zain, the bir machlokes is, Rashi holds all you're trying to do with this bittul is what? Make that it's there's no airspace. You're trying to make that, minimize the airspace by having something that's permanently there, so I don't see I have a halal of lemaila me'esrim. And what's Rabbeinu Chananel trying to do?
Floor.
Trying to make it floor. Trying to make it karka, he's trying to raise the floor. And in order to make it karka, 7 days doesn't make it karka. What makes it karka is lo'ilam. The Ritva, on the one hand, seems to be going like Rabbeinu Chananel. On the other hand, we have a stira in the Ritva. I'd like to read the Ritva with you. Is there a kovetz here by any chance? Yeah. There you go. I'd like to read the Ritva with you. The Ritva over here starts off. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chaim. Get it back to you. Here it is. Says the Ritz, "V'ha'isa k'vayim master mama, b'ol ha'mayit v'kor m'ksas lovim, mit avagav, d'batlinu batle d'aytit z'kolad, n'tevenu bitlu z'ol, d'gomar, mit b'kosh k'nav, n'gaz l'fnoy s'ol, m'machuz v'abizah." Pirush Rashi, "She'emivat lo yisham l'chol shivas yom shel ha'chag." That's what Rashi says. So the Ritva brings another element of Rashi. Rashi is talking about bepiv. When it says the bittul is bepiv, if it's only b'sheva, so Rashi bavarns, if it's only l'sheva, so what's the difference between bittul and also the fanoise? And it's also l'sheva. And my bittul is bepiv beverish. And also the fanoise is just that you didn't say it. Says the Ritva v'loyne hira to bittul legamri mashma. It's not mashma that way. Bittul is mashma lagamri. What does lagamri mean? La'olam. It's the next words. La'olam stoma. Mistoma. Ulgabe miut chaloin shaloi havi esatuma boy bittul olamis. Kriksin pek lo yach begabe rokik shenu mait b'chaloin. The reason the okrik is not mait b'chaloin is because not la'olam. Kribi shvashi osam. Hu adin le'in tumir tzutza v'kivan shakein. Hu adin le'in tzuka. Domidamina le'adadi b'shmaitzun over there. It needs la'olam. So pashas over here it also needs la'olam. This is the big line. Kivan deloy batlinu elalizayin yemei hachag maliim amarkein befiv oiloy amarkein. Being that he was only mevatled for 7 days, so why is Rashi saying that the bittul has to be what? Befiv. If it's only for 7 days, maliim amarkein befiv oiloy amarkein. Vas machta chilek if he doesn't prepare or not? If the bittul is lo'olam, then what? I understand why you need bepeh. But being that Rashi's shita's bittul is only for 7, so I need bepeh. So therefore he's going to argue with Rashi. So the Ritzvah says, okay, let me tell you what the right pshat is. The bitloi, haynu she bitloi sham le'oilam. Bitl means le'oilam. Bein bepiv, bein beliboy. Now, I made umishtaymen. The Ritva just said that I understand why Rashi said bepiv if it's le'oilam. But if it's for 7 days, so then you shouldn't eat bepiv. Which says, and I hold, it's la'olam. Bein bepiv, bein beliboy. I thought you just said a minute ago, if it's la'olam, then I understand why he needs piv.
What did you say? He said that Shivas Yam doesn't eat piv.
If it's only a bitl of Shivas Yam, it doesn't need piv. If it's a bitl of la'olam, it does need piv. So now he says, it's a bitl of la'olam, bein bepiv, bein beliboy. Stachastira, right here, two lines of the Ritva. He's mamash soyser himself, one line to the next. The Ritva says, listen, hold on a second. Rashi's saying two things the Ritva doesn't like. First of all, he says, bitl is bepiv. Second of all, he says, bitl is for 7 days. And he says the Ritva, I don't understand why he's saying bitl is for 7 days. Pash this bitl is la'olam. And second of all, bitl is only 7 days. I don't know why you need piv. So I'll tell you, bitl is la'olam. And you don't need piv. Why did he do that? Why did he do that? If he's saying bitl is la'olam, it should need piv. He just said a minute ago that I understand why if it's the 7 days, it doesn't make sense, it needs piv. But if it's la'olam, it does need piv.
Why 7 days
doesn't make sense? I don't know. Let's figure that out. We're about to figure that out. So the Ritva is saying 7 days doesn't make sense, piv. Yeshua wants to know what's the reason. That's what we're going to have to figure out. Why does 7 days not make sense, but la'olam does make sense? So, l'chayra, ken zayin the pshat in the Ritva is as follows. The Ritva is saying, I have two understandings in what you're trying to do with your bittel. One understanding you're trying to do in the bittel is you're trying to be mimayet the halal. The other understanding what you're trying to do with the bittel is, what? Huh? What's the other understanding? Trying to make karka. Says the Ritva, if you're trying to be mimayit the halal, so what do you need piv for? You're just trying to say that this is staying here. I need peh. If you're coming to make it karka, so you're being kaveya, this is becoming karka, I understand why it should need peh. I'm making a new definition. I'm changing something. Making the karka's changing. But if I'm just coming to be mayit the halal, so why does it need peh? The chayra, that could be the pshat in the Ritva. The difference between la'olam and la'shiva. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva says, my opinion is that it's la'olam. It's la'olam, bein bepiv ben belev. What happened? I thought you said that when you're trying to make it karka, you need peh. Apparently, the Ritva maybe agrees to the Rabbeinu Chananel somewhat, but not totally. In other words, he agrees Rabbeinu Chananel needs to be la'olam. But this the Rabbeinu Chananel says the reason for being la'olam is in order to make it karka that the Ritva doesn't agree with. He says there's a different reason why it needs to be la'olam. Because really, in Lamdis, the Ritva maybe agrees with Rashi. That what are you coming to do? You're coming to be Mamayit Achalal. But says the Ritva, in order to be Mamayit Achalal, a bittel of Sheva is not enough. I proved it to you from over there, from bittel of Rakik, bittel of Tumah. Over there, it's not Tumah coming to make it Karka. It's just coming to make it a bittel. But the bittel has to be Loilam. Over here also the bittel has to be Loilam. Aber Midin Chalal, not Midin Karka. If it would have been Midin Karka, I would understand why it should need Piv. So if Rashi would have said that bittul was la'olam, I could wrap my head around why you need peh. Because maybe Rashi holds, you're making it karka. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it's a bittul in the halal. So, but I still hold it, he's la'olam. In other words, to get clear, the Ritva never said that if it's bittul la'olam, it has to be bepeh. The Ritva only said if it's bittul la'olam, I can understand why you might want it to be peh. It depends how you understand what bittul la'olam accomplishes. Rabbeinu Chananel understands bittul la'olam is making it karka. If he's, I can understand why I would need peh. Masha'en kein, according to my understanding of what bittul la'olam is, it's just in order to be ma'it the halal. Then it doesn't need peh.
Why not?
So we'll make a sikkum. Well, hold on. So we'll make a sikkum. And then we'll... Rashi holds, what are you doing with your bittul? Ma'it halal. How long do you need in order to be ma'it halal? 7 days. Rabbeinu Chananel holds, what are you doing with your bittul? The way we learned Rabbeinu Chananel is making a karka. In order to make a karka, how long do you need? Lo'ilam. The Ritva holds, you're also being mamayit the halal, but he holds, in order to be mamayit the halal, you have to do it lo'ilam. Why does, and you mamayit the halal have to be lo'ilam? L'chor, the pshah in the Ritva, is he's saying, something that's only here temporarily, so we see it as, it's not, this is not necessarily its place. No, that's not called being mamayit the halal. If I have a chair here, right, where I have tables, so would you say how much area is there in the, I would say from the ground till up there, this is not being mamayit dechal, it's temporarily here, this is not something.
Why is it different than
itztava? So we have to get to itztava when we get there. We have to see.
Also,
we have to hold off on
that. If you're changing the entire market of yeshiva from sukkah to raising a kabbalah,
you're not necessarily doing that. This is stuff that's here temporarily. It's just here now. I have my, Baruch Hashem, I have a machsan. My machsan is full of stuff, but stuff comes in, stuff goes out. It's still, if you ask me how big my machsan is, I'll say my machsan is 10 feet tall. Why? Because I have stuff in there, it's not 10 feet tall. If it's stuff that's there, lo'ilam, so my machsan is not 10 feet tall. That thing is there, it's staying there. If it's something that's only there temporarily, so then that, we don't see that as being something that's being mamayit
halal. Someone asks you how much empty space you have in your machsan.
They're not asking me empty space. They're asking space. Halal is space. You defined a halal as empty space, but maybe not. Maybe halal is just space. The word halal means, maybe it means space. I'll call upon him.
It's Madoik that the Ritva goes like this because he brought the case of Rokik.
Right. Very good.
There's no difference.
Okay.
I didn't get before he spoke to Rashi, in Rashi's world.
What the Ritva is saying is as follows. Piv does not make sense in Shiva. It can make sense in La'olam if you wanted to. If you want to say that lo'ilam means that you're changing it into karka, but
shiva doesn't make sense anyway.
Because shiva is for sure not karka.
It's sure not karka.
Now lo'ilam, I can understand one of two ways. The Ritva, either it's
shiva is for sure not karka.
Yeah, shiva is for sure not karka. That's what the Ritva is saying. If it's lo'ilam, then I can understand why maybe you'll need peh. I'd rather understand lo'ilam without peh because I have a different reason why I need lo'ilam.
Because I don't hold of karka.
Because I don't hold of karka either.
Yeah.
But and I don't hold of a bittul only being l'shiva. So we have three shitas. We have the shita of Rashi, which says it's only being ma'ita halal l'shiva. The shita of the Ritva, it says it's being ma'ita halal l'olam. And the shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not being ma'ita halal at all. It's changing it. It's being ma'gbia the karka. And now the sukkah is less than...
Rabbi, in the beginning, he said that I can understand that if you're saying la'olam, so then maybe you could say Piv, right?
Right.
And he was obviously talking about halal, because that's what he holds.
No. He was saying, he was saying that if you want to understand it's la'olam, then I can understand Rashi, that you mean to be Magbiya the Karaka.
He knows he's not talking about Rashi, he's not talking about Karaka. Rashi's talking about being Malad the halal.
But he's saying, if you're not doing that, then I can hear. If you're going to say that it's la'olam, and you're saying that you're being Magbiya the Karaka, I understand why you need Peh. But you're saying Shiva. Shiva doesn't make sense, Peh.
So he's being Malad the halal, and he's saying la'olam is Malad the halal. That's what he's saying. Right.
Correct. And therefore, it doesn't need peh.
Why not?
Because the only reason you need peh is in order to change something and make something into karaka. You're giving it a new status. But here, I'm not changing the tevin. The tevin is staying tevin. The ksusim is
staying
ksusim.
So,
it's still staying ksusim. It's just staying there forever. But I'm not changing anything, making anything into karaka. If I'm changing a definition of something, I want to redefine, I need peh. I'm not redefining anything. It's just staying there forever. But I'm not redefining, I'm not making it into karaka.
Why letting you into karaka?
Right. Okay. Good. So we'll see that in a minute. Okay. Just hold off on for a second. Okay. So the Gemara says by karam and ksasas your bittul is not going to work. Why not? Avagal de betlinu says the Gemara mentioned the batla daitoy etzel kol adam. He's mevatel his das. But we hear the Birkas Avram, Rabbi Avram Erlinger declares a chakira. What's the pshat butla daita itza kolodom? He has two pshatim. One pshat is that what we mean to say is that we don't really believe you in what you're saying. It's the Gemara in Eila Metzias is a similar type of thing. Let's say a person lost an object and it doesn't have a siman, and he says, "I'm not miyayish." The Gemara says, "It's like it's not the kamisha tzavach al." A person has a boat that's sinking in the sea, and he's like, "I'm not miyayish." Like that's a joke, right? You don't really mean that. It's like it's almost it's like even though he's saying it, we don't really believe him that that's what he means. Or does butla daita etzukolad mean that he means it, but it doesn't make a difference if he means it? If we would have him take some sort of lie detector test, so is the pshat that we would see that deep down he really knows that what he's saying is meshuga. And it doesn't make any sense, and therefore he doesn't really mean it. Or the pshat is he really means it, but it doesn't make a difference if he means it because we don't care. Because butla daita etzukolad.
What? There's a difference though. By the boat, there's nothing you can do about it. By his object, there's nothing you can do about it. He lost his glass over there. There's nothing you can do about it here.
Yeah, but over here, what you're doing is you're saying is bordering on ridiculous. It doesn't have to be this way.
Do something.
And a chanami. And a chanami. And a chanami. But the shaila is, do we say that over here we don't really believe him, and there, and we're not makabel it? He could do something about it, but it's something that we don't trust. Or the pshat is, even though we trust, that's what it means. It makes no difference. He says that it's mashma in Rashi, it's not mafurish. Then Rashi learns that the yisoid is ein soifoy lahaniach sham kol shiva. Rashi on the bottom says, it says Rashi, shein soifoy lahaniach sham kol shiva from the hesman moinai. Va'afagav debatlinu. But l'dayte, it's a kolodom. So he understands, Rashi means to say, l'maisi, he's not gonna be able to hold off. He's got his karmic tzatzis sitting there on the floor, and they're gonna every day he's gonna sit there, and they're getting dirtier and dirtier. He's gonna end up. So he's saying, I'm mevatel it. But l'daitzitz kol means that no one does this. No one's mevatel this. So you're trying to commit for 7 days not to touch it, but we don't believe you. It's gonna happen. Your bittel is like not reliable. It's not. We don't trust you. Ain't soifoy laniach sham. So that means that we don't trust him. We don't believe him that his bittul is a real bittul. That's the way he understands in Rashi. However, the other Rishayim are meduyik that what does it mean? But l'dayte tzuchal adam, that other people wouldn't leave it there. It's not what other people would do. Not necessarily what he wouldn't do. It's about what other people wouldn't do. And a chanami, that's why it's not mafurish. He's in the first half of the Gemara. He's understanding that that's what the Gemara's flow is. That's still ain't soy for laniach sham.
What changes in the next step when we say that even in this Rashi we're still talking about other people?
Again, what? Yeah.
Saying that in the beginning of the sugya we're already bringing down what everyone else loves.
Right.
That people don't do it. So what changed from this about the Dital is to the Gemara? You already know that everyone loves this.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not following the question. Kitzer, we could say another pshat over here. What's the other pshat? The pshat is that in a chanami, this is something that maybe he means what to say what he's saying, but it doesn't make a difference if he means it because lemaisa, the bittel's not a good bittel. The fi the Rabbeinu Chanana. The choir, it's very poshit to say the other mahalach. What's that? He's saying that, listen, you're trying to make this into karka. But this is not, it's not normal to make this into karka. This is not, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. I would like to make this into karka. It's very nice, but that's not what, this is not karka. So, but l'dayte, it's a kol adam. Even if we believe you that this is what you meant. But l'dayte, it's a kol adam. That's what it means. What do you mean? It is but l'dayte. I'm saying this is karka. You're saying it's not karka. It's nice you're saying it's karka.
You're trying to make it karka. It's not.
That's what butla daita is. I'm saying this is my karka. This is my karka. Again, it's not having me. It's not lo having bittel. The lashon we saw in the Rabbeinu Chanan is your bittel is a bittel. I'm saying okay, I'm leaving it here forever, but that's not making it into karka. Why not? Because butla daita it's a chol. No, this is not karka. We can't define this as karka. This is not a normal definition of karka. But according to Rashi, we're not trying to define it as karka. I'm just trying to say I'm leaving it here forever. So he says, okay, but we don't trust you. If we look in the Ritva and in the Meiri, we see a subtle difference between the two of them. Yeah. What are you saying?
Rashi says he's trying to make the karma ksas forever.
No, the Shiva. Seems like only Shiva. That's gonna be the Ritva's kasha on Rashi at the end of the Ritva. The Ritva says, V'hainu de'amrinon, the same ritual we were reading. Dekar muksasas avagav de batlino bitul ailamis loyavimiyut. Even though you're mevatel it forever, it's not a mit. The batla daita yitzel kol adam. Ve'ein derech shum adam levatel kli tashmisho lo oilam. De'il lezayin yimei achagav shud de mevatel it. Says the Ritva, it's possible for a person not to use something for 7 days. So Rashi's saying that the bittul is only 7 days. Why can't he mevatel it for 7 days? Why is it batla daita yitzel kol adam? 7 days a person can use it. So the Chayra, Rashi has a different pshat in Batla Daita Yitzel Kol Adam. There's no such thing. There is such a thing. We just don't believe him. He's doing it. He's putting it on the ground, for goodness sakes. So according to Rashi, the problem isn't that I'm saying I'm not using it. I'm leaving it here. You could say you're leaving it here, but over here we don't believe him. He's going to do it because he's going to take us on the ground and take it away. The Ritva is saying all different pshat. The Ritva says ain't. Ein derech shum adam levato klita shmisha. No one does this. The Ritva is saying, but ledaita eitzachol means because this is not the normal thing to do. That's only if it's olamis for 7 days. Why people use everything? They use all the. I put away my pillows and blankets for 7 days. It's the winter and the summer or whatever. Sometimes you use them, some you change them, you use other ones. So why is it not normal? Says Rashi, it's not that it's not normal. I don't trust you leaving it here because it's makom because the hefsin mamayna. But if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a slight difference in the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ritva. What's the difference? Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Lo yave miyot the butla daita eitzel kol adam she'ein adam." No one leaves their pillows and blankets in the places of dirt and stones. The Ritva didn't say that, my friends. If you look carefully at the Ritva, the Ritva's pshat was, no one is being mevata their klitashmish la'olam. Where is the Ritva's pshat? The Ritva's saying, listen, you have good pillows and blankets. When is the next time you're going to sleep on these pillows and blankets? When is the next time you're going to sleep on these pillows and blankets, the ones right in front of you? What? Never! Never! Because you're being mevatel them loilam! That's crazy! What do you mean? You got great pillows and blankets! What are you doing? These are great pillows and blankets! So the Ritva says the problem is, why are you being mevatel kli tashmishay? You have a great pillow and blanket. It's a wonderful thing to use. I'm going to leave it here forever. That's crazy. Ein adam mevatel kli tashmishay la'olam. The Rabbeinu Chananel says different problem. Rabbeinu Chananel says you're putting your pillows and blankets where there's dirt. There's dirt. There's stones. What's his problem? Is he saying? He's saying because what's he saying?
Why aren't they saying the same thing just for a different reason? We both don't believe you that you're going to keep it there 7. Either because
I don't think either one is saying because we don't believe you. I think they're both saying because it's not normal. It's not normal.
That's why we don't believe you.
No. I don't think it's because we don't believe you.
It's not them to come in and say, I'm not going to do
but,
anything
but
the rest
I'll
of the
I'll tell you what I promise. Rafi, hold on 1 second, okay? My problem is like this. He's saying lo'olam, right? So if he's saying lo'olam, so he's never going to use it again. So what's the Rabbeinu Chananel's problem over here? I'm putting it where there's dirt and there's stones. Let me ask you a question. Okay, he put his karmic tzusus there. So what's he sleeping with tonight? With what? What?
Just tops.
He's not sleeping on top of them.
Other ones.
He's getting other ones. Okay, let's assume. Okay. So what's your problem? They're getting dirty. I have other ones.
Just to buy them.
Okay, we're assuming he's buying them. My point is like this. He's saying these karmic tzusus are out of my life. The Ritva says, that's crazy. Why are you wasting very good karmic tzusus and leaving them here? Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, you're putting them where there's dirt and stones. But why? Just say, I'm not using them anymore. Forget about the fact that there's dirt and stones. I'm not using them anymore. I think Rabbeinu Chananel is saying a whole different pshat. Rafi, can you hold on another minute? I think Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat is as follows. He's saying, listen, how do you build a floor? What's the material you use for a floor? What back in the day, what did they use for the floor? Dirt and stones. Straw we'll get to. Dirt and stones. That's what they used. So you're trying to make this floor? This can't be floor. This is not floor. Floor is dirt and stones. That's Rabbeinu Chananel was trying to make it floor. The Ritz was not trying to make it floor. Even though the Ritz was also saying lo'ilam, they both said lo'ilam, but we said the Ritz was pshat and lo'ilam is I'm just trying to be memayit the halal. So what am I saying? I'm leaving this here forever. Am I making it floor? No, it's not floor. It's just here forever. I'm never using it again. What are you, crazy? Why are you never using it again for? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, I am using it. I'm using it as floor. This is my flooring. That's crazy. This is not flooring. According to the Ritzvah, I'm not making it flooring. I'm just leaving it here. That's crazy. You're leaving it here? So each one in their pshat is saying what the problem is. According to the Ritzvah, you're not memayit. You're just being memayit the halal. You're not making it floor. So he says the problem is, whoa, you're leaving it here forever? You don't know one leaves good things there forever. It's bal tashchis. The according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not bal tashchis. I'm not leaving it here. I'm using it as floor. This is my floor. Here I now have a new floor. This is my floor. This is your floor. This is the craziest floor I ever saw in my life. This is not a floor. It's not a normal floor. So each one in their way of learning what's happening here is saying what the baladait is. And Rashi is a whole different pshat. Rashi is saying, we're not trusting you. You're going to leave it there. You're going to take it away. Why? Because he's not going to leave it to Mayit HaChalal. Shem Hefsim HaMayna. Yeah, Rafi.
If you look at his lap, Rabbeinu Chananel's lashon, he's saying you can put clothes and blankets and bimkaim in a plate instead of dirt.
So the question is, how do you read the word bimkaim? Rafi is learning very well. He's saying that bimkaim doesn't mean I'm putting it where there is stones and dirt. It means I'm putting it in the place of stones and dirt. That's exactly what we're saying. It means a person doesn't replace stones and dirt with pillows and blankets. That's not normal. It's like, okay, what'd you make your floor out of? Well, instead of using pillows and stones and dirt, I used pillows and blankets. You're weird. That's not normal. That's what he says. That's baladaita tzel chaladam. Mashenkin, the Ritz says a different svara. It just says, listen, you have a very good thing and you're leaving it here forever? That's nuts. This is a very, this is perfectly fine use. It's a pashut baltashkes. Why are you not using this?
So that's the swerve. It's baltashkes.
It's me'ain about it. The point is that there's no, it's not a normal thing. It's not because it's not of the iser. So that's baladaita tzel chaladam. This is not a way. I'm trying to be ma'ita chalal and saying this is staying here. That's not normal for this to stay here. So therefore, I don't see it as being ma'ita chalal. Rashi is learning. The word is, it's not staying here. Even not because we think you're crazy. Because you're not going to leave it. You're not going to leave it. You're not going to be able to sit there and like,
pillows and blankets.
You're nuts. What?
Rabbeinu Chananel is easier to understand in the La'ilam shot.
Yeah.
Because it's most people don't use it as floor, so we don't look at it as floor.
Yeah.
But according to the Rabbeinu, that it's just that, oh, well, we don't think it's normal to throw away your pillows and blankets. Okay, I'm throwing it away, though. Look, I'm throwing it away.
If I use it as floor, then it's floor.
In Rashi, I hear why it's not good. Because we're not going to believe you.
Okay.
Here, you don't know how to believe me because I did it. Right? I used it as my floor. Most people don't. I did.
Rabbeinu Chananel also.
So it's not normal.
It's not normal. That's the Batul Daita.
Okay, but I did it.
That's Batul Daita. That's Batul Daita. That's
not normal. Batul Daita is an if I would do it.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. That's what Night Said is for. You're still Shana Mishana?
You didn't do it.
Let's go, Rabbi Yisai. Okay, as I say, come to Chois, we have different pshatim in the sugya. What bittel is? Now the Gemara is going to introduce to us a concept called Eino Asid Lefanoise. It says the Gemara. What about Tevin Ve'Eino Asid Lefanoise? V'Ofer Stam. So what does this mean, Tevin Ve'Eino Asid Lefanoise? What's the taich? It's going to depend on Chayra, and the Rishonim say this already, that according to Rashi, where bittel meant what? What was the taich of bittel? It was bepeh l'shiva. So what's eino asid l'fanoisai? It's not bepeh, it's l'shiva. It's just the difference. One's bepeh and the other one's not bepeh. That's the difference between bittul and eino asid l'fanoisai. One's bepeh, the other one's beleif. Machain kain. And according to the, let's start with this. According to the Ritva, what's the din of bittul? the Ritva, Le'olam, what's in us in the Fanoisai, for Shiva. And the same thing according to Rabbeinu Chananel. The difference is as follows. According to the Ritva, what was Bittul Le'olam trying to be accomplished? What were we trying to accomplish? What was the lumdus of Bittul Le'olam, he said, according to the Ritva? Memayit Halal. What's Ein Asa Lefanoi Say? Memayit Halal.
Who said this for 7 days? It could be forever.
No, it can't be. Then it's the same thing as Bittul. Bittul Ein Asa Lefanoi Say will be the same thing.
You're not saying anything here.
Bittul's also not saying anything. It's been Bittul, the Ritva says, is Bein Bepeh, Ben Belev.
Belev. Here's nothing Belev. You said nothing to do with it in the future. Why is that Bittul?
What does that mean? How long is Ein Asa Lefanoi
Say? Here, I'm having my mind. I'm being mabatalit for this, even if I didn't say it. Here, it's, I just have nothing to do with it, so I'm going to put it here.
Well, how do we know it has nothing to do with it? That means 7 days. That's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says. Because or else it's the same thing. The Ritva says this. The Ritva says Ein Asa Lefanoi Say means 7 days. So the difference is, however, you have to take a look at the Ritva.
I understand.
He doesn't say it. But hold on a second. Mashenken, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, I want you to understand that the Gemara is going through a metamorphosis in the Rabbeinu Chananel. What is Bittul doing? What's the lumdus of Bittul? It's making it karaka. What's Eino Asid Lefanoisai? It's not making it karaka. Here, Rabbeinu Chananel is entering into the world of Rashi and the Ritva, saying this is just being Mamaita Halal. This is just being Mamaita Halal. Because you can't say Eino Asid Lefanoisai is making it karaka. So, according to the Ritva and Rashi, there's a flow in the sugya. It's all basically one sugya. It's just a question of degrees and how you get to your being memayit halal. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Gemara is going from one way of doing it is raising the karka. That's if you're mevatel. What happens if you're not mevatel and I'm just being memayit halal? What happens then? So now we see there's a machloikas here in the Gemara. This is the Gemara. Teven vein, in the third line of the Gemara. Teven vein asid lefanoisai. V'ofer stam. Machloikis Rabbi Yosi v'rabbanon. The Tanan. Bayishimaleu teven oitzroi roizu bitloi mevutol. Bitloi inloi bitloi loi. The Chachamim say Rabbanon say you have to mevatel it. V'toni alo Rabbi Yosi oimer teven vein asid lefanoisai k'ofer stam ubatol. Ofer vasid lefanoisai k'stam teven v'loi batol. Rabbi Yosi says you don't need to be mevatel. It's enough if teven is ein asid lefanoisai. But for Stam, these things are going to be good enough. And the Chachamim hold, the Rabbanon hold, no, you need Bittul. What's the Machloikas? According to Rabbeinu Chananel, Machloikas is Pashit. What do the Chachamim hold? You need Bittul. Why? What's going to be Pshat in the Chachamim? There's no such thing as what? As being Memayit Dechalal. No such thing. I never found it. It's just Bittul. You want to do Bittul? Gesunta hate. Mevitos is you're being mevatelit. But if you're not doing Bittul, so then, and Bittul means lo'ilam, you're not doing that, you're not raising the karka, okay, so then there's no such thing, be ma'id halal, doesn't exist. Chachamim hold only Bittul. That'll be pshat according to Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rashi and the Ritva, it's going to be a little bit more complicated. Because everyone agrees that there's a concept called being ma'id halal. So what's the bir hamachloikas as to whether or not over here you need to do dafka, do it through Bittul, or you need, or it's enough, it's in asid lefanoisai, or afar stam.
There's no one that holds that the whole Gemara is going in just making a
karka. I don't know. Asid lefanoisai, pashtus means the
sheva. The Gemara is not leaving the help us. The answer that the only way that it could be.
In other words, if you're saying that in the case of Teven, Veina Asid Lefanoisai, it's still going to be Eina Asid Lefanoisai. Hold on a second. No, well, the Maisa we paskin, it doesn't work. So it's not a problem. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi.
Okay, but he's still going in
Rava. I don't know if that's going to be a problem. Toby's bringing up a good question. He's saying that we had said from the Mi'iri that the only way this sugya works according to Rava is if you say that you're lifting the floor. So now that we're saying that everyone's agreeing in the case where it's in Asa Lefanoisai, you're not lifting the floor, so what's Pshat in that Gemara over there? That's Toivy's question. So I'm saying that Lamaisa, it's not even the Hilchasa. It's not a problem. No, it's no one. This is not one of the halachas that we're. We don't. We paskin that it's only bitloin, only mevatel. Mevatel is bringing a karaka. You don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi, so it's not a problem. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yosi, so bitl is takal even the Hilchasa. It's all even the Hilchasa.
Why do
we need to hold slow from the flow so by Afar? What? Does the Rebbe hold that Afar, Shlo, Asad? We're going to get to that, but it's not going to make a karaka pasha. I don't know, maybe.
That's
the thing
that's
going to come.
Yeah.
But that's not the Rebbe Nachananel. Right. Maybe
Inasa
Lefnese isn't a
Svara
to make it, isn't a way,
Echatemsa
to make it karaka. Inasa Lefnese is a
Siba
that it doesn't need
Bittl.
Inachanami. So the Shalis,
but
like the Rach is still learning that it's karaka. Just Inasa Lefnese doesn't need
bittul
in order for it to become karka.
But if Enos Lefnos only means Lashiva, it's going to be a hard time for it to become karka without. I mean, maybe.
It's less of a
question
saying
it's
that
only Lashiva. That's not saying that.
He's changing his pshat to be.
He's not changing his pshat. He's just saying down here, the Gemara is discussing something else. Up there, the Gemara is discussing making a karka. Over here, we're not making a karka. We're just trying to make the chalal. I don't know. Yeah. Not sure. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Teven ve'ino asa lefanoisai. Rashi says, V'lo yitztorech lefanoisai kol yimei achag. He doesn't need to be mefanet all 7 days of the chag. V'mi ulo bitloi mamish bepiv. Rashi says, what's the difference? For sure, we know he's thinking that he doesn't need to move it at all during the chag. But he's not mevatel it mamish bepiv. That's the difference between bittel and enos lefanoisai. The Ritva said the difference between bittel and enos lefanoisai is whether or not it's lo'aylam or it's l'sheva. I offer noisam by stam, v'ein yodum asa lefanoisai laf. Machlokes Rabbi Yosi, says Rashi, v'chein offer v'ein asa lefanoisai. Yesh boi machlokes. What about offer v'ein asa lefanoisai? We spoke about Tevin Ve'in Asa Lefanoisai, and we spoke about Ofer Stam. We never spoke about Ofer Ve'in Asa Lefanoisai. What's the din of Ofer Ve'in Asa Lefanoisai?
I thought that's Ofer Stam.
No, Stam is, it just puts Ofer there. Shows up with Stam, Ve'in Yaduam Asa Lefanoisai Eloi. What about Ofer Ve'in Asa Lefanoisai? It doesn't exist in the Gemara. Rashi says, "V'chein offer." It's pasha according to Rabbi Yosi that what? If Tevin Ve'enos Lefanoisai works, so for sure offer Ve'enos Lefanoisai is going to work. What about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan said, "Bit loy in loy bit loy loy," but that was talking about either Tevin Ve'enos Lefanoisai or offer Stam. What about offer Ve'enos Lefanoisai? Says Rashi, same thing, same story. The Rabbanan hold you need to do bittul. You don't do bittul, doesn't go. No tiki, no washi. No bittul, no go. However, the Ritva over here says, no. Over here, the Chachamim are going to be Maida. Even the Chachamim hold you don't need bittul. Pella. We found, according to the Ritva, a place where you don't need bittul. The Kan HaBen Shoyal, Lora Kaben, Rebbe Yibaruch Finkel, Zitzal, Rebbe Shariyeli, Shalita. What's the shot? Let me get it clear. The Choyer, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, there's no tzad. There's no tzad, because what's the yisoid of the Chachamim? You have to do bittul. There's no bittul. It's very nice. You're my Maita Chalal. I'm not interested in this. We don't, that this whole Torah doesn't exist. So the Choyer, it's clear. The Chacham, do you need bittul? Rashi says, also, there's no difference between Afresh and Asa Lefan Noisai. If there's a Machloikas, there's a Machloikas. What's the Pshat? The Chayyur Rashi is saying the following thing. Listen, the Chachamim say, in order for us to know you mean what you mean, you have to say it. You don't say it, so you didn't say it. So, according to the Chacham, it's Afresh and Asa Lefan Noisai, but he didn't say it. You don't say it, we don't say it, he didn't say it. Ashaken, according to the Ritva. The Ritva says, no. If it's Afer Venos Lefanos, it doesn't need Bittul.
But there's a price that says otherwise.
There's no price that says otherwise.
Buy a ship on the Tevin of Tsurayos,
yeah.
If it's Lu, the Bittul, Bittul and Lu, but Lu. But there, the price is talking about Tsurayos. The Rabbana said, Tsurayos needs Bittul, Bittul and Lu, but Lu. Tsurayos and Afer, the same thing.
Hmm. I think there's a brisa that says not like that. I mean, that's a good question. But you're asking a question on the Ritva.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have to figure that's. Yeah, okay. You have to figure that out. It's a good question, but there's the Ritva Shita. The Ritva says it mefurish. Apparently, you have to figure out what's the pshan in that. Bias, shimileu tevin oit
tsuroiris.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he says that's not offer. Tevin oit tsuroiris. Yeah.
But then how could you bring the whole
price in? For Tevin, at least. I mean, Rabbi Yossi, Tevin, also the offer Stam, because Rabbi Yossi mentions the Tevin and the offer.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's interesting. Okay, you ask Akash on the Ritva. It's Akash, you're going to have to figure that out. That's you could say Chabur on that if you want. What happened here? We say Pshad the Ritva, the Ritva is a Pelotzim.
What?
Why is it the Chacham say, for whatever reason you need bitl, bitloy in loy bitloy loy. So why is it in the case where it's afar ve'enos lefanoisai? There they'll agree. It's like afar ve'enos lefanoisai. What is it giving us that tevin ve'enos lefanoisai doesn't give us? What is it giving us tevin that afar stam is not giving us? Afar ve'enos lefanoisai. Why is that over there? Is it okay if
afar ve'enos lefanoisai is also for 7 days?
7 days.
So then, why is that different than tevin ve'enos lefanoisai?
That's my question. Why is that different? That's Tevi's question. Yeah. So everybody said, "Medaf vissen what the right nusach is." This is a shver shaila. It's a difficult question. I want to go over it again, okay? Just to get clear, and then I'll try to give you just a tchilas dvarim in the teretz. The Gemara says over here that the Chacham hold everyone, that if you're mevatel, you're tevin, or he's mevatel, his offer, for sure it's going to work. The Shaz Rebbe is he's not mevatel. This, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham are arguing. What happens if it's tevin ve'eino asil lefanoisai, or it's offer stam? In both of those cases, Rabbi Yossi says you don't need a meat, you don't need a bittul, and the Chacham says you do need a bittul. Bittloy in, loy bittloy loy. You have a bittul good, you don't have a bittul no. We understand Rabbeinu Chanano. That means bittul is being mamayit the karka. You need to mamayit the karka. You're not mevatul. You're not mamayit the karka, and that's it. So it wouldn't make a difference what your circumstances is. It does. It's not mamayit the karka unless it's bittul. Unless you're mevatul it. So there's no bittul. Okay, forget it. So is offer of Enos and Lefanos is not going to be any difference. That seems to be pretty clear to me. Rashi says that way, Taka. Rashi also says, because Rashi says, what's the difference between Bittul and Enos Lefanos? So one's Bepeh Mamish, the other one's not. The Chacham hold, we need Bepeh Mamish. We need to hear it from you. We don't hear it from you. So then there's no Bittul. There's all these circumstances. Tevin Menos Lefanos is also good circumstances. Afar Stam is also good circumstances. But we need your Peh. There's no Peh, it doesn't work. The Ritva says no. Ritva says even the Chacham hold. Tevin Menos Lefanos is not good. Afar Stam is not good. But Afar Ve'enos Lefanos, that doesn't need. Shaila is why. So, L'choira, we are going to have to understand what is the Ritva's reason why he needs La'olam. Why is it that the Ritva needs a bittul of La'olam? And what's the difference between Tevin and Afar? So I'd like to just suggest as follows. What's the difference between Tevin and Afar in our Gemara? Why is the Gemara differentiating between Tevin and Afar?
Different levels of different qualities of usage.
Okay, so what does that mean? Let's try to define it.
But what are people going to move it?
What are the chances you're going to move it?
Yeah.
Okay, the chances of you're moving Tevin?
100%.
What?
100%. There's a chance.
Depends. Not 100%. 100%. Chances of you moving Karim and Ksasais? 100%. Chances of you moving Tevin? 60%. Chances of you moving Afar?
100%.
10%. It can't be 0%. I'm pretty sure it's not 0%. Right? Because then there would be no discussion of Asa Lefanoise. Obviously means there's a chance, right? So it's 10%. If that's the case, that's the only difference between them, then I don't understand why Asa Lefanoisai, not Asa Lefanoisai, is going to make a difference in a Geita whether or not you need Piv or you don't need, or you, whether or not you need Bittel, which would be Lo'ilam or not Lo'ilam. But perhaps there's another difference between the difference between Karm, Ksasais, Tevin, and Afer. Perhaps. I don't know. What is the normal usage of Karm and Ksasais? For sleeping. Is it normal to use it to fill up a halal?
No.
What's the normal usage of Tevin?
To feed animals.
Feed animals. Is it normal to use it to fill up a halal?
Yeah.
Yes. It might be a better usage. There might be other usages that you might say it has other things to use for. But would you say, if a person says, I want to leave Tevin here forever, would you say, butla dai te tzakol adam? No, why not? It's a normal thing to do. I might say that there's things that maybe it's more useful for. What is afar used for?
Filling holes.
Filling holes. Is there anything else it's used for? No. So why would I move it? Fill a different hole. But it's not the pshat that there's another usage that I have to be mafkia. I don't have to be mafkia from a different usage. This is its usage. This is what it's used for. So perhaps the Rinzer is saying, you know why I need to do a lo'ilam? Because if I don't do a lo'ilam, I see the tevin as being animal food. And if it's animal food, then it's not being mamayit halal. Now I have to say, no, I'm leaving it here forever, and it's not animal food. What is it? It's stuff that's filling a void. But offer is b'cheftza, something that fills a void. It doesn't have another usage. So I don't need, says the Ritva, for me to say I'm leaving it here forever. If it's here now, what's it doing? It's filling a void. That's what it does. It fills voids. Elamai, afterwards I'm going to use it to fill a different void? Okay, but that doesn't change the usage. If I'm Asa Lefanoisai, it's not filling a void. Why not? Because I'm taking it out. So I don't see it as filling the void. But if I'm not Asa Lefanoisai, it's doing its job. The whole vort of La'olam was to be mafkia from the other usage. But Afer doesn't have another use.
Why would it be a problem by Rabbeinu Hananel?
Why Rabbeinu Hananel? Because Rabbeinu Hananel, we understand Rabbeinu Hananel is there's two things. There's one thing is making it into karka and being ma'ita halal. Rabbeinu Hananel says, listen, the Chayra, according to Rabbi, what we're saying, the Rabbanan said, there's no such thing as being ma'ita halal. We switched, we moved.
This is karka.
It's not karka, it's filling a void.
But it's always going to be karka. It's not like.
I don't know if it's filling a void. It's not karka. Does it become karka? That's what Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to say, that it becomes karka automatically. Okay, that could be.
He's saying that pillows and blankets isn't karka. This is karka, though.
And a Hanami. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak wanted to say, that this automatically becomes karka, right? That's what you were saying before? It becomes karka on its own. I don't need to be mevatel to make it karka. It becomes karka because. We have a very big sugya coming up. The sugya of hutzim is a major sugya, which I'll try to give you some small mara makoymis tomorrow, but we'll be continuing with on Tuesday.
I was right once again.